Well, throughout the pandemic, many Australians have been relying on retail deliveries more than ever before. But have you noticed recently that some orders are being delayed, even though the economy is opening up? So what is going on? I spoke earlier to our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Peter, good afternoon. We've been hearing about problems with supply chain. What does it mean for individual consumers, especially as people are trying to get ready for Christmas?
Well, good afternoon, Sally. Supply chain disruptions, it all sounds pretty eye-glazing until it starts to disrupt your life. But the chief executive of the Coles supermarket chain, Stephen Kane, says it's simple and the problem comes down to a serious shortage of the often overlooked and humble wooden pallet that producers used to get goods out of their door onto trucks, ships, trains, planes, to warehouses, to supermarkets or big box retailers, and finally to your home. Now, the supermarkets, along with the Australian Food and Grocery Council, have established what's known as a pallet task force to get more of these wooden trays back into circulation. All of this is on top of a current shortage of containers that are used in freight. And it's so serious that Stephen Kane has dubbed the problem Pallet Gate, and he told me that unless pallet makers find more wood to make the pallets, supply chain woes in Australia could become an unwelcome Christmas present.
As far as the run to Christmas is concerned, I think we're in good shape from an overseas product perspective. However, I think if there's something very, very specific on your list that you want as gift, then you're probably best shopping earlier rather than later this year.
That's Coles Chief Executive Stephen Kane speaking there. And Peter, we've also been hearing a lot about inflation. Is Steve Kane worried about higher prices for some goods?
Well, Sally, the big one is the price of red meat, which is rising as farmers hold back their herds because conditions are much better than usual. Stephen Kane says Coles is currently receiving price increases from suppliers, but that negotiations are underway to keep supermarket prices down. We've been hearing that chicken prices are stable and prices are falling for some fruit and vegetables. But this all adds into the global picture where inflation is rising in the United States and now in Britain, where annually inflation could touch 5% by the end of the year. As we mentioned here yesterday, annual inflation in Australia is now at 3.1%, just above the Reserve Bank's 2-3% target band. The Reserve Bank has pledged to hold its cash rate to zero until 2024, but inflation worries could force the Reserve Bank's hand if major central banks like the US Federal Reserve and the Bank of England decide to raise rates ahead of schedule to keep the inflation dragon in its cave.
That's our senior business correspondent there, Peter Ryan.